Hi there, it's Camille. Welcome to another episode of Thinking of You, Questions and Answers for Online Faculty. To start out today's episode, I want to tell you a little story. This is something that happened to me, two or three years ago. I got an email from a student who I remember. I saw this person's name and knew, okay, yes, they definitely took my class. And they had asked me to please write them a letter of recommendation. And I thought to myself, okay, I know I taught this person, but it wasn't recently. So I said, oh, well, when did you take my class? And which class did you take with me? And then they wrote me back. And then I went and I looked at the class and I, looked at some of their work. And then I asked them what they were applying for. And we went back and forth, maybe 5 or 10 emails. They were telling me, you know, sending me their CV and telling me what they wanted to apply for and why. And then they were like, and I need it by the end of the month. And it was already more than halfway through the month. And I was like, I cannot squeeze that in at this point. And I felt like I had kind of led the student on a little bit by going back and forth, gathering all this information, and that they had sort of misled me by not telling me how quickly they needed this. Most of the time when I get a request like this, it will be at least a month, hopefully 2 or 3 months in advance of the deadline. And some students start soliciting these much before that. So I felt really bad about that. I did have to turn this person down because of my schedule and the things I had going on. And also, it turns out they actually weren't that strong a student in my class. But it really started me thinking about what systems do I have in place to make this process easier for me and the student. So that we're both really clear on what needs to happen, who's in charge of what, and what the timeline looks like. So right around this time, there was an extremely handy thread on Twitter where Tressie McMillan Cotton, who is a great person to follow if you don't already, I will link to her Twitter account in the show notes. She had posted a statement she has on her website about what's required for writing letters of recommendation. If you ask her, this is what she's going to want to see from you. And I thought, oh, what a brilliant idea. She very kindly gave permission for people to take some of that language and use it and modify it for themselves, which I have done. So now on my own website, what I have is just a page that's like, hey, if you want to list me as a reference, or if you want to ask for a letter of recommendation, here is the process. And I spell it out exactly. I say, okay, here's the information that you're going to need from me, like my office address and my office phone number and my work hours, the best way for somebody to reach me if you are listing me as a letter of reference. There's information about how do you know if you are a strong student and I'm a good person to ask. And I give them some details. I also tell them what I need from them in the first email they send me, which includes what are they applying for? When is the deadline? Why they think that I would be a good person to write their letter, and so forth. So I give them exactly what I want. And that way, when somebody sends me an email and they're like, hey, Camille, could you write me a letter for blah, blah, blah? I just say, hey, check out this website. If that sounds like something you're interested in pursuing, let me know, send me the things that I need, and I'll do it for you. And I have to say that probably 50% of the time, people check out the website and they'd never write back to me. I don't know if it's because it's more work than somebody else is asking them to do, or because they read it and they think, you know what, I'm actually not sure this is the best fit because I didn't perform the best in this class, or I think there's somebody else who could write me a stronger letter or whatever it is. So I have found that having this on my website upfront is so helpful in terms of saving my time and in letting the students know what I need. One of the best things that I have on there is the information about the timeline. I do tell them that I need a certain amount of time and that if it's less that time than that, that they can certainly request it. And depending on my schedule, I may be able to squeeze it in. But I take a lot of time to write these letters because I want them to be good. And therefore, I need to prioritize the people who have asked me in advance and the other commitments that I have made. The other thing I have on the website that it's really, really been helpful for me, and this has been an ongoing, I don't know, small struggle that I've had with writing these letters, is that most students, I would say probably 80% or more, for whom I write a letter of recommendation, never do any kind of follow-up. Maybe they'll write a quick thank you email, but they never let me know did I get the job or did I get into the program? Did I get into the licensing exam, et cetera? And I would, to me, that is really all the reward I would want for doing something like this. If I know that I wrote you this letter, I took this time, I wrote a strong letter and, you know, supported your success, your career, your aspirations, it really helps to know, hey, I just want to let you know I got the job. Thank you so much. That means all the world to me, and it makes me want to do these letters much more every time they come down. So I actually put something to that effect in on the website where I say, you know, if you do ask me to write a letter and I agree and I do it, I would so love to hear back from you about whether you got the job or the position or accepted. And that has actually increased the number of students who do get back to me and let me know, which has made it a happier process for me to do these letters because I can think about all the good things that are going to come to the students who I really want to see succeed. So I thought I'd share that with you. I will post a link to my pages. I have one page that's for prospective letter requestees. So if they haven't requested a letter yet and they want to, or they requested, you know, hey, Camille, can you write this letter? And I send them to this page. And then I have a separate page for somebody who I have already agreed to write a letter for. And that page is going into more detail about what I need to actually write the letter. So the first part is, if I want to agree to write the letter, I need to remember which class you were in, what semester you took it with me, a little bit about, you know, a piece of work that you did for me and why you think that reflects your academic success or ability to succeed in whatever you're applying for, that kind of thing. So I can know, okay, am I going to write a good letter for this person or not? If not, I also decline. And part B is, okay, I've agreed to write the letter. I've looked at your work. I looked at your scores in my class, and I feel like, yes, I can definitely recommend you. And then part B is, okay, now what do I need to actually write the letter, such as when is the deadline? Where do I send the letter? Is there a website, et cetera? I also put on that page a request for them to send me a reminder. So I always tell the students, if I agree to write you the letter, I will let you know as soon as it's submitted. A lot of these electronic forms will send the student a notification saying, hey, this so-and-so has submitted your request. But sometimes it's still a snail mail type of deal or it's not as sophisticated. So I always just confirm via email once I send the letter, hey, I want to let you know I submitted this. You could be able to check that off your list. So in this document, I also ask students to send me reminders. If you haven't gotten confirmation from me that I submitted it, then go ahead and send me a reminder. Send me a reminder 2 weeks in ahead. Send me a reminder 1 week in ahead. Send me a reminder 48 hours ahead. If you haven't heard from me and I won't think that's disruptive, I will appreciate the reminder to make sure I get that prioritized. Okay, so I hope that was helpful. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I would love to hear about them. Thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, have a great day and I'll talk to you next week.